The top of the news this Tuesday morning, Greece's government is bracing for a 48-hour general strike that begins today as lawmakers continue to debate a new round of austerity reforms designed to win the country additional rescue loans needed to avoid bankruptcy. Charles Collins reports.
The package and implementation law must be passed in parliamentary votes this week so the European Union and the International Monetary Fund can release the next installment of Greece's 110 billion euro bailout loan. Without it, Greece faces the prospect next month of becoming the first Eurozone country to default on its debts. There has been talk about Greece leaving the euro, although French President Nicolas Sarkozy says such a move would make matters worse.
Une folie. Une chose totalement insensée.
It's madness. It's completely without sense. Why? Because let me remind you that France is committed to a debt of 1,500 billion euros, denominated in euros. If France or any other country leaves the euro, its currency will devalue. But the debt that is owed remains denominated in euros, so the exit from the euro would amount to doubling or tripling the debts of the country that is leaving the euro.
More than 5,000 police were to guard Athens' city center with union protest rallies due to start in the morning and head to parliament. The strike is set to disrupt or halt most public services, with doctors, ambulance drivers, journalists, and even actors joining the two-day protest. I'm Charles Collins.
And staying with the story, we spoke to Vanessa Rossi, who is Associate Fellow in International Economics at the UK-based research institute Chatham House, about Greece's economic position.
Since the debt problem became apparent and efforts have been made to address that, then I think, to be fair, Greece has tried quite hard to meet the conditions. And, of course, imposing yet tougher conditions, as many people point out, may actually be counterproductive now at this point. Nevertheless, there are some issues that Greece could still negotiate and put on the table. And, of course, part of that is to do with privatizations, reforms, deregulation, measures which could take further both the opportunities to repay the debt and the opportunities to restart the economy.